Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
What I've said tonight matters little. If we don't come together to protect our most precious resource, our children.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed. There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
At what point does a baby get human rights in your view?
Well, you know, I think that whether you're looking at it from a theological perspective or a scientific perspective, answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
What makes you a man isn't the ability to conceive a child, it's having the courage to raise one.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The inconsistencies of the President of the United States on the issue of life. Of course, this is the most pro-abortion administration we've seen in U.S. history, and the President's proud of it. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are talking about what's going on in the life fight, this tragic situation in Maryland with the abortionist Carhart, who I'm going to give you some information a little bit later in the broadcast. You're not going to believe where his emergency number went when you called it. We also have an update right now, and we do want to take your phone calls, folks, 1-800-684-3110, but we do have a kind of a breaking update here on the Pastor Saeed situation. Saeed Abedini, of course, in prison in Iran. Jordan, what's the latest?
Yes, Saeed Abedini, his family was able to visit with him. Remember, folks, each Monday, Ward 3 of Evin Prison in Iran, the political prison there, that they're supposed to be able to visit briefly. They were able to visit Saeed yesterday, so he's alive. He's there. There's some news about the legal fight in Iran I can't get into right now, but there's things happening. But just what the family said, they were able to communicate to him about SaveSaeed.org. Saeed was a worship leader and actually still involved in worship here in the United States. But he loves Christian music. I mean, this is a very important part of him. And Nagmeh and I were just actually on K-Love talking about this. And we talked about, she talked about how when she first met him, he was the worship leader at the one of the house churches in Iran and in the Christian movement there. And when he learned today from his family that the artists that he loved so much, the songs that he sang, that those bands and musicians were speaking out for him, that he's been basically the most encouragement he's received since his sentence. They said that total change in demeanor, even more so. They're still concerned about some physical health and, of course, the mental, the psychological. But now he knows his favorite bands are speaking out for him. So anytime those guards tell him no one cares about him, you know, he knows that. And it's really, this was the first time he really was able to learn about fully what this SaveSaeed.org had on it, and the family was able to describe it.
Well, let me tell you what's going on at SaveSaeed.org. I want you that we to understand what's going on there. We are over 200, I think, what was the latest? It's 240,000 signatures, I believe.
Right.
Close to 300,000, which is our goal by the first hearing that we have at the UN. So I'd encourage people to visit us at SaveSaeed.org. Do we have none of that music available? Okay. When we come back from the break, I'm going to actually play some of the, if we can get that, some of the statements that some of these Christian artists have made that have made such an impact. But we are also talking, and that is life and death over there for Pastor Saeed. So it ties into the whole fight for life that we're engaged in, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110, whether it's on Pastor Saeed or the life issue, 1-800-684-3110. And, folks, we've got a brief going to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and we are winning these cases against the Department of Justice by President Obama. We're beating the president on the issue of life in the courts of appeals. I want you on this brief. Join the committee right now at ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Kind of two topics today. We had some breaking news on the Saeed matter, which I'm going to have Jordan restate in just a moment. But also, we're talking about the fight for life. We have lawsuits against this HHS mandate of the president, which is the mandate to have abortion-type coverage in insurance plans. And we are winning, folks. We've won 3 cases, 2 at the courts of appeals. We now have a brief going to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And we want to be able to tell the 10th Circuit that we're representing American citizens from around the country that are standing for life, the life of the unborn. If you would like to join with us, and I encourage you to do so, go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You're signing on to a committee that will be filing this brief with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. And folks, as I said, we're beating the Department of Justice in litigation on the HHS mandate, and you can play a huge part of that by going to aclj.org and signing the committee there or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. Jordan, let's recap again for everybody. People may have been joining late. The latest with Pastor Saeed at a visitation yesterday, very important.
Yeah, there's some legal movement going on inside Iran. Can't talk about that. Don't want to get into more detail. The main point, though, is that Saeed was able to see his family yesterday. Every Monday, they're supposed to be able to briefly visit, and we're talking brief. So it's taken some time for them to explain the efforts underway for him. Remember, he asked that question a couple of weeks ago. He was kind of down on his spirits because the guards were telling him, now that you've been convicted, you're done. No one cares about you anymore. No one's talking about you in the news. And how's he going to say that's not true? I mean, he doesn't have access. But his family's been telling him, no, no, they are. And they were able to communicate yesterday to him about SaveSaeed.org. Now, Saeed was a worship leader and still is very involved here in the church in the United States in worship music. When his family, who's inside Iran and facing their own house arrest, was able to communicate to people like the guys from Audio Adrenaline or the Newsboys or Skillet or the DC Talk guys, or Toby Mac, and they all came together, Michael Tate and Kevin Max, and the list goes on. I mean, right. Michael W. Smith and Stephen Curtis Chapman, his family was able to communicate that to him. And they said it was the most encouraged he's been the entire time since his conviction. So when he realized he was going to be sentenced, that he was sentenced, since that, about few weeks, it's the first time they saw him again really get that encouragement like he had before.
Yeah.
That really, when he knew that was real. that those people are out there telling the story. They can tell him all they want now that no one cares about him. He knows that his favorite bands are out there doing telling his story for him.
Yeah, here's Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline and, of course, now DC Talk. Formerly DC Talk, now Audio Adrenaline. Take a listen.
Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline and DC Talk. And if there's a message that I could give Pastor Saeed, it would be just to know that not only is God on your side, which you know, and not only is he going to bring you out of this horrific situation, but there are hundreds of thousands of people that are behind you as well, and we're constantly praying for you. And I hope to see you back safely very soon, and hopefully we'll be able to hang out and do a concert and maybe get you out to one of our shows in the near future.
Well, that's our hope and prayer, too. That's Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline and formerly DC Talk. So, folks, you'll hear from others that we have as well. 240,577 of you have signed on to that petition at SaveSaeed.org. I encourage you to go there, SaveSaeed.org. Let's go to the phone. So we're taking your calls also on the life issue because we are standing and fighting for life in courtrooms across America. Our phone lines, if you want to talk to us on air, what do you think about the administration's position on life and abortion? And that statement the president makes, which I'm going to play in a moment for you, you know, where he makes his position about, you know, he doesn't want his children punished with a baby, which is I find unbelievably offensive. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. In fact, let me play this statement for you, and then I want to get your reaction. Again, if you want to talk to us about it, 1-800-684-3110. Take a listen.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, America? I don't want them punished with a baby. Than Bennett is the director of our government affairs office in Washington, D.C. And Than, every time I hear the president, when we replay that bite, I cannot believe that we are still funding Planned Parenthood $500 million a year.
Yeah, I think that statement, the clip that you played, Jay, is probably the best picture into President Obama's mind on this issue that we've seen. I mean, we've got all the evidence we need. Remember, it was a central pillar of Obamacare that you had that dollar abortion surcharge. Now you've got the HHS mandate. But when he talks about that, it just shows how committed he is to Planned Parenthood. Remember, this is an organization that aborts 334,000 babies every year, about 1,000 a day.
I want everybody to hear that again. Say that again, Than. How many a day?
1,000 a day, a total of 334,000 abortions. And Jay, you and I have talked about this a lot. A lot of times we get overwhelmed by that number. That is 334,000 lives. It's not fetuses, it's lives. 334,000, and that is just Planned Parenthood. Remember, their president was in the room when the president was cutting the deals on this bill. That's how committed this president is to this issue.
I want you to again listen to the statement of the president of the United States talking about his children not being punished with the baby. Then I'm going to have you take direct action.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
How do you feel about that? I don't feel good about it. And that is the president's position. The baby is punishment for an inappropriate relationship. The baby is punishment. Now, if you want to fight back on this issue, I want you on this brief so we can tell the Department of Justice, President Obama's Department of Justice, that we want to fight back, and we are fighting back, and we're not going to be forced to pay for these abortion procedures. You go to ACLJ.org and sign on to that committee that's filing a brief with the 10th Circuit. You become part of history, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And also, we've got the movie Choosing Life, which is a history of the pro-life movement, and you can find out how you can get that as well when you call or go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Elena calling from California, line one. Elena, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I was driving to work here in the Hollywood Hills, and I heard your program come on, and this is something that I'm truly passionate about. First of all, I wanted to start off by saying that I am a woman who dealt with an unplanned pregnancy, and to President Obama, my beautiful 7-year-old daughter is the best mistake I've ever made. the best punishment I've ever had. So it is, life is absolutely at the core.
We need to play your statement next to the president's when we cut the next ad, because you're right about that, and I appreciate you saying it, but go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Go right ahead. My daughter is amazing, and I'm so grateful that I was able to have access to a ministry that allowed me to see my daughter as a life. But now, as an adult, I'm actually an MBA student studying nonprofit management, and I'm doing a case study for my thesis on what happened between Planned Parenthood and Susan G. Komen, and looking at the lay public's reaction. And one of the things I'm finding in my studies is people tend to think, especially women, in the course of the women's movement and all this stuff that goes on about choice life argument, that if somebody stands up for life and actually identifies this unborn child as a child, people assume you're anti-woman.
Well, actually, that came up in an oral argument of mine at the Supreme Court of the United States. And in that argument, I said, and the court agreed, by the way, and it was eight justices agree with this position, that opposition to abortion was not discrimination against women. Because you're right, Elena, the Planned Parenthoods of the world, NARAL, and these organizations were trying to make sure that you would equate abortion rights and those that opposed abortion with opposition or discrimination against women. And the Supreme Court said that opposition to abortion is not discrimination against women, and that there are people of good conscience on the pro-life side of the issue. And that became a significant rallying cry and victory for us at the Supreme Court of the United States. But you bring up what is a great point, and I appreciate you calling in. And again, encourage you in your research paper. That whole situation with Susan Komen Foundation tells you how strong Planned Parenthood and the pro-abortion lobby is. I mean, we're fighting back aggressively, folks, and we're beating them in court. But the reality is, Jordan, Washington, D.C., they are strong. We only got about 50 seconds here.
They're a billion-dollar-a-year organization. Billion-dollar-a-year organization. And half of that comes from us. So the American taxpayer, the federal government, donates about $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood. And so they get half that budget. The rest they raise. They make money off of abortions, and they spend money on political advertising, so they buy political support.
It's exactly what they do, but you know what we're doing? We're fighting back, and we're winning. We don't think the child is punishment. If you agree with us, go to ACLJ.org and sign on to this committee filing this brief. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. The president said punishment with a child. If you disagree, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed five lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hi, folks, I'm Ricky Skaggs. Please join me as we petition and pray for the release of our dear brother, Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Well, as we're talking about the life issue this week and the abortion generally, I'm going to still bring up the Pastor Saeed matter, because that's also a matter of life and death, and we're fighting for him. And I encourage you to visit us at SaveSaeed.org. We're over 240,000 signatures there. Our goal is by March 5th to have 300,000 when we go to the United Nations for the first round of hearings on his situation. As Jordan mentioned earlier, we've had an update there. He's very encouraged, the pastor, when he learned of so many Christian artists in the country music field as well, coming out, speaking out for him. So we are very, very encouraged about that, and so is he. So again, visit us at SaveSaeed.org. Share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter. Get it out there, folks. We want to get to 300,000 signatures. If you want to talk to us on air, we encourage you to do so at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones. There we go. Viviana calling from New York on line 5. Viviana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Viviana.
Hi, Jay. I am so excited that you're bringing a spotlight to this. Governor Cuomo wants to institute abortion as a right up to 9 months through the Reproductive Health Act.
Right. It's called, for those that are, I'll get right back to you in a second here. It's a lot. Most states are pushing for restrictions on abortions, especially in light of the horrific incident in Maryland. But Andrew Cuomo is moving a state in the other direction. He is putting the finishing touches on what they're calling, the, as you mentioned, Viviana, the Reproductive Health Act, which would ensure a woman's right to a late-term abortion. And then when they say late-term, folks, they're talking about like during delivery, that late in the process. But go ahead, Vivian.
Well, one of the things that I have realized is that when people put enough pressure on their legislators and in prayer and mixing, getting the Catholic population, rather the Catholic Church, united with the Evangelical Church.
Right.
There is true power in that unity. And I'm really concerned. They're asking everyone to go to Albany on April the 30th. And in the meantime, calling the governor, calling their legislators. We're the only one that's going to be between this law and the unborn child, and it's imperative that we act now.
Let me play for you. This is pretty horrific. This is Dr. Carhart, who, because you mentioned the long late-term abortions, he described a late-term abortion procedure to ABC News in June of 2009. Let me play number 8 for you.
It's very much a 3-day, 4-day, even 5-day procedure. And in our procedure, after the first day, the fetus is no longer alive. So it's really a miscarriage of a stillborn fetus.
After the first day, the fetus is no longer alive because Dr. Carhart killed the fetus, killed the unborn child. That's why it's no longer alive. That's number one. Number two, a young woman, 29 years old from New York, is dead because Dr. Carhart's botched late-term abortion procedure in Maryland in a facility that did not, although they were requirements that they be have the same standards as an outpatient surgery center, Maryland licensed this facility and never visited it. And then he told his patients, do not go to the emergency room, and he gave them a phone number to call in the event of an emergency. You know where that phone number went? It went to his horse business. That's where the 24-hour emergency hotline number of Dr. Carhart's went. And Jordan, this should be in Fantu. This should be fuel for the fire in Washington, D.C. with Planned Parenthood. They are getting away with a criminal enterprise, in my view, whether it's through their overbilling or the sham they're pulling on the American people. But Planned Parenthood is the purveyor of abortions, including late-term abortions.
Yeah, we're talking about criminal activity, criminal investigations, people who are dead because of Carhart. I mean, not just this time, by the way. And yet still, he is backed by the whole, what I'd call, mainstream abortion industry. Don't think he's some fringe out there. He is backed by that whole religious clergy that say they're pro-abortion, which, by the way, is so out there. I mean, he cites it. The whole group is kind of out there. The regular pro-abortion groups, they're not all saying, oh, well, that's a little different or a little more extreme. they stand with him. And I think, you know, to this day, is he now the only person who's doing these?
I think he's
basically
the only,
flies around. I mean, yeah. He'll actually do this in the last week of pregnancy.
Yeah.
Even, you realize that was where this was, 33 weeks.
He's like a circuit abortionist, Jordan. That's really what he builds himself as. And let me say two things, because this caller is exactly right. The left likes to say they have the pro-woman agenda. They want to say that fetus is dead on day one. We would, of course, call it a baby. You know who's alive on day two?
A fetus, by the way, let's get a definition of fetus. Fetus is an unborn child, but I'm going to get you some legal definitions here, but go ahead, Dan.
Right, well, and certainly I would agree with you on that. But on day two, we still have a woman who is alive and in need of medical care, and her doctor, her physician, her abortionist was not there to take the call. That's number one. Number two, Jordan makes this point, and we've got to keep hitting this. The Planned Parenthood PAC, their lobby here in Washington, D.C., they fight for these rights, and their funding, they only tell you what it goes toward. It goes towards abortion, and it goes towards leftist politics. That's why the American taxpayer should not be behind them, because this is exactly the type of activity that they are fighting for.
Now, here's what you want to do, folks. You know where you want to beat them? In the courts of law, where we are beating them. They're the only ones in the room when the president's doing his HHS regulations and procedures. Only Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood speaks at the president's convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. But you know what we're doing? We're beating them in the courts of law on their HHS mandates. And you can become part of this, and I need your help on this. We want to encourage everybody that's listening right now to add your name to this committee, sign on to this brief. You'll take a strong stand for life, and you'll be part of a committee going to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals to get a victory there as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also say here, folks, that we've got a film called Choosing Life. When you call that 877-989-2255, you can find out how you can get access to that film. It's a great movie. And by the way, we're here for another half hour. If you're getting us on SiriusXM, just keep listening. If not, just go to ACLJ.org and you get us streaming. We stream the program live. We archive it as well. Let's try to grab another call before the break.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Ellen, calling from Ohio, line one. Ellen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, thank you so much for what you do. I totally appreciate it.
Sure.
I actually have two things to say. The first is I was 20. I got pregnant outside of marriage. I got married when I was 7 months pregnant, had the baby. He is 20 years old. He is a firefighter and an EMT, and I'm so
great.
Proud of him. When I, 2 years later, I got pregnant again with my husband, went to a clinic. At that time, I was on Medicaid. Went to a clinic for my prenatal care. The test came back positive for Down syndrome, so they wanted me to have an amniocentesis. I said, what are the risks here? And they said, well, you could spontaneously abort the baby. And I said, well, why would I do this then? And she said, well, so if the baby has Down syndrome, you could abort the baby. I said, that makes no sense to me. So here I am, 22 years old. They're pushing me to have this test that is risky and could kill this child and then abort the baby if it had a special need.
You know, I am glad, number one, you took a stand for life. But I can't think of a better way to end this segment than just echoing what Ellen said. You know, folks, there's an abortion mindset in our country, and it's an abortion industry, and we're fighting back. I want to play for you why we're fighting the president of the United States. Here's what he said.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby. So we're taking direct action against that by beating this president in the United States courtrooms across America, and I need your help. Go to ACLJ.org and sign on to this committee, Standing for Life, and file this brief with us at the 10th Circuit, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can also get, of course, our DVD film called Choosing Life. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
And welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Say that again. Get it right. 1-800-684-3110. I've only been saying it for 15 years. You think I'd get it by now? Folks, we're talking about the issue of life, but we're also talking about Pastor Saeed, because there was, as there is once a week, we always hope for at least, a meeting between some of his family and Pastor Saeed. Not his wife or his children. If they were to be going to Iran, they would probably be arrested. We're not taking that risk. Jordan, again, let's give everybody an update.
Sure. This is a really great news, I think, for Saeed personally, and also for his encouragement. His family was able to communicate with him yesterday. They were able to do their normal visitation and able to really explain to him SaveSaeed.org. Now, he was a worship leader in Iran. These are like his favorite musicians, a Christian artist. He loves these bands. I mean, we got the whole list from Nagme, Audio Adrenaline and Skillet, and the list goes on. Basically, everyone involved, because he was the worship leader. He was taking those songs, singing them in Farsi, putting them together, and for him to know that he's being told by the guards at that prison, no one cares about him, that his favorite musicians and artists are taking the time to tell his story for him online, so that they can communicate the message to their fans. Of all the people, and everybody in that situation would appreciate it, but because of his special connection to Christian music and his involvement as a worship leader, this was about the most encouraging news he has heard since his sentencing, since he was convicted. And Nagme, we were on an interview today, and she said when she heard about it, she knows how great this will make him feel and how much stronger it will make him. That it was really his family there was able to explain it to him.
Well, it's SaveSaeed.org. SaveSaeed.org. I encourage you to go there. Share it. Link it out. Get it out. We're trying to get to 300,000 signatures, which we believe we're going to do. But, and this is encouraging, folks, we've got a lot of Christian artists in our media headquarter area. A lot of them live around here, and they've come out in big force for Pastor Saeed. Here's Michael W. Smith.
In September of 2012, American pastor Saeed Abedini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran. Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons. His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran. Would you please help us share his story? Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org. Help us hit the mark of 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner of Human Rights. Your signature could save a life. Would you please save Saeed? I'm Michael W. Smith. Would you join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed? Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org and share the story with hashtag SaveSaeed.
By the way, over 240,000 people have signed on to that petition. I encourage you, as we're talking about life this week, go to SaveSaeed.org. We're fighting for his life, too. That's part of what we do here at the ACLJ. So I encourage you to go there. We're going to get to 300. We are going to make it to 300,000 signatures because of your help. Link it out to your friends. Get it out on Facebook, ACLJ.org. You can go there or go to SaveSaeed.org. Let's grab a phone call before the break here, Jordan. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones, though, we go. People have been hanging on the line. Let's go to George calling from Maryland, line 4. George, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, George.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Good. I work for HHS, and it just sickens me that this, administration and, Kathleen Sebelius, they've just gone down this road. I'm a guy, but I've never had to deal with, fortunately, anything with, an abortion
right.
or anything. But I'm just livid that, our president has spoken out like this, and it is kind of funny because I am able to support the ACLJ with the combined federal campaign.
Right. So you work for HHS because of the combined federal campaign. You're able to get the gift over to the ACLJ for your donation, which we appreciate. And listen, George, I'm glad you're at HHS because we need people inside these agencies to take a stand. So and work through the system, and I know it's difficult, but we appreciate you doing it. Thanks for calling in, George. Continue listening. Continue your good efforts. Okay, folks, we're going to be taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You want to help us out, go to sign that petition or that committee at ACLJ.org. Standing for Life at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Pastor Saeed, Stephen Curtis Chapman here. Brother, we are praying for you, doing everything that we can here in the U.S., and I'm thankful, grateful to get to be just a small part of helping share your story. Bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to meeting you face to face, shaking your hand, hugging you, and doing work together in caring for orphans of the world. So we're praying for you. Bless you, brother.
All right, very good. Stephen Curtis Chapman, SafeSaeed.org. I encourage you to visit there, folks. We're talking about life this week, but you know what? In the life of the unborn child, which we're protecting, but we're also protecting the life of an American citizen in jail in Iran. We're going to tie that in with everything that's going on this week. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 for you to take a stand with us in our fight for life. And you can also get that movie, Choosing Life, as well. Let's go right to the phones. A lot of people have been holding. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's grab a call.
Jennifer called in from California, line 2. Jennifer, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Jordan and Dan. Yeah, we're praying for Pastor Saeed's release in Jesus' name. And concerning the unborn, life and death are in the Father God's domain, not ours. We must defend the choice of the baby's right to live. They cannot defend themselves.
You know, I want to tell you something. These Dr. Carhart, and I hate using the phrase doctor because I have such respect for doctors, but abortionist Carhart has put the context of the abortion in religious terms. I'm not kidding you, folks. In religious terms. Listen to number 9.
I think that abortion is both religious and moral if it's the right choice for that patient. If it's not, I think it's religious and moral to make a different choice. I'm not pro-abortion. That's the very one clear thing I want you to understand. Abortion is not the right answer for every pregnancy. But when the patient knows it's the right answer for her, then I want to be here for her.
Yeah, well, you weren't there for a dead 30-year-old out of New York who came to your, quote, clinic, licensed clinic that was never inspected, of course, in Germantown, Maryland, and she's dead and so is her baby. And they're now investigating, which they sure should. But, Jordan, that's not too far from where you and Than are. And I do not understand for the life of me how Planned Parenthood and NARAL get away with this stuff. And they're not only getting funding, how they're not in real trouble. I don't understand how Washington, and I've been dealing with Washington a long time, how they just let them continue to get away with this.
You know, the truth is these statements of, you know, it's I don't believe in abortion, I don't support abortion. This is the remaining partial birth abortionist in the United States of America. This is the guy who just had a woman die at 33 weeks in the pregnancy. 33 weeks. He kills the fetus. You know, the fetus is no longer living, is what he said. 33 weeks. Imagine what he is seeing and what he's doing. Okay? And he doesn't have, no one's forcing him to do this. He's not under duress. This is his chosen career, his chosen job. And then he tries to have it both ways and say he doesn't support abortion. I mean, it's disgusting.
He shouldn't be allowed to have this terminology, Jordan. I mean, he talks about he's pro-choice, he's not pro-abortion. Let me just give you a couple of stats. 341,000 pregnant women go into a Planned Parenthood facility every year. 334,000 of them walk out with an abortion. You're talking about only 7,000 of those pregnant women that end up having a child and giving it up for adoption or keeping it. That is not a choice. Those are accidents in those statistics. The pro-abortion community should not be able to claim this pro-choice mantle anymore, and we have to make sure that they can't do it.
All right, folks, we are fighting back and fighting back for you, and you're helping us, and I appreciate that. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and sign on to that committee, Defending Life, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go right back to the phones.
Sandy called in from California, line 3. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for all you do.
Sure.
We appreciate it so much. And I have a question, but I just wanted to mention about Obama's teaching morals and values to his girls, but killing a baby isn't moral or immoral. Anyway, that's kind of an oxymoron. But my question is, there was a case here a few weeks ago of a drunk driver who he hit a woman, and the 20-week-old pregnancy was aborted. And because, you know, he killed her, and she lost the baby, so he was charged with murder. So if he was charged with murder, why isn't abortion murder?
Well, you know, it is, and this is the dual standard here, because most states have that irony in the law, that you can be charged for both a murder of the person, or a reckless homicide, they may call it, and the unborn child. And, in fact, there's been increased sentences for that over the years. So this is part of most states' laws, but it shows you this dual nature, this abortion distortion conflict that exists in our nation. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with, and that's the laws we're fighting. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Boy, I'll tell you what, Susie's been holding for a long time, Jordan, out of Washington State. Let's go to her number 6.
Sure. Susie, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Okay, I have 4 quick points. First of all, when I hear Obama talk about that remark, it always nauseates me, because a child is not a mistake or a punishment.
Let's play that statement. I know this will be the third time I played it, but let's play it again. This is the president's statement about punishment.
I've got 2 daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby. I can't even believe he said that, and yet believes it, too. That's the irony of all of this. But go ahead and finish it up, Susie, with your comment.
Teaching his daughter's values and morals, he should teach them that abortion kills a human being. Number 2, the slogan, a woman's right to choose. I've noticed that's not finished. Choose what? And if they finish it, they would say, choose to finish the life of a child, or choose death for a child. Okay, number 3.
Let me play Leroy Carhart describing the abortion procedure. This puts it right into context. He describes the procedure of what happens the first day, the second day, the third day. Take a listen.
It's very much a 3-day, 4-day, even 5-day procedure. And in our procedure, after the first day, the fetus is no longer alive. So it's really a miscarriage of a stillborn fetus.
Yeah, there you have it. So in the first day, the fetus is no longer alive. Why is it no longer alive? Because Dr. Carhart ended that child's life through a late-term abortion procedure. And here's the dichotomy of the whole thing, folks. Let me play for you President Obama's statement at the State of the Union about this is where, you know, he doesn't want people to be punished with a baby. Then he makes this statement.
We'll work to strengthen families by removing the financial deterrence to marriage for low-income couples, and do more to encourage fatherhood, because what makes you a man isn't the ability to conceive a child, it's having the courage to raise one. And we want to encourage that.
Yeah, there you have it. So, I mean, that's the dual nature of the president's conflict over abortion. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go to another call. Who's next?
Yep, right to Kendra calling in from California, line one. Kendra, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Kendra.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
I was pregnant when I was 19. I guess some people would think it was a mistake, but I decided that to give the baby up for adoption.
Sure.
Because I know I was not ready, nor was the father was ready to raise the child.
Right. You made that's a sacrificial choice you made for your child's life, which is an admirable thing.
And I'm very grateful that I made that choice. And it's still something that I ache for, that I never got to know my child personally. He did die when he was 8 years old, but I know he was cared for all those 8 years. Right.
So, well, listen, you made a noble choice and put your interests of your child ahead of and over your own, and that's an admirable thing, and I appreciate, Kendra, you calling in. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's give everybody a quick update on the Saeed matter. Again, we only got about a minute and a half here before the break, but this is important, folks, if you're just joining us late.
His family was able to visit with him like as they are each Monday, but on top of that, they were able to communicate to him for the first time, really, so he fully understood the efforts that are underway, and he knew about our efforts, Dad, and the ACLJ because of his wife, Nagma, and the phone calls that he was used to be able to make. But SaveSaeed.org, a little tougher for the family to communicate, the family's in Iran, but he knew right away when he was able to realize the artists that they were talking about, the videos they were talking about, that there's this website for him and his favorite musicians in the Christian music industry, the country industry, that they're speaking out for him. He was a worship leader in Iran when Nagma met him, when his wife met him in Iran the first time.
Yeah.
He was a worship leader. So imagine what it's like for him to know that Michael W. Smith is out there telling his story for him.
Sure, not just Michael W. Smith, but also Toby Mac.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, this is Toby Mac. Me and my family, and I have a big one, 5 kids. We will be praying every night for your release. We got you.
All right, that's Toby Mac, of course, great Christian artist, and just won a bunch of awards, including a Grammy. All right, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, your calls at 1-800-684-3110. SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org. And if you want to sign on to that brief, easy to do, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more, including your calls when we come back. See a stream down your face.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of a significant legal challenge. The Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that employers provide coverage for abortion-producing drugs in their insurance policies for employees, even if the mandate violates their religious beliefs. The ACLJ has filed 5 lawsuits directly challenging this flawed HHS mandate, and the ACLJ already has filed 15 amicus briefs backing other legal challenges. Another amicus brief is about to be filed in just a matter of days. Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm Bart Millard from Mercy Me. Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Hey folks, it's SaveSaeed.org. We're talking about the life issue this week, and we're going to continue to talk about Pastor Saeed's case as well. We gave you the update a couple of times here. ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org. You can link on to the Save Saeed petition or visit the website of Save Saeed at SaveSaeed.org. You got all the Christian artists, a lot of country artists that have done videos for us. They're all posted there, so we encourage you to do that at SaveSaeed.org. And we're going to go right to our phones. A lot of you have been holding 1-800-684-3110. Right to the phones we go.
Yep. Let's get right back to them. Let's go to Ruben calling in California, Line 5. Ruben, welcome to JSEC Heal Live.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. I like your program, and may the Lord guide you.
Thank you.
You know, what if you played this statement along with the president? So what if president was supposed, he said this too. I have three kids. First of all, I'm going to teach my kids morals and values, but if they end up killing someone, I don't want them go to jail or punish. What if they sell drugs? I don't want them to be punished. Or if they smoke, I don't want them to have cancer. You know, what if everyone who makes a mistake don't want to pay for it? I don't expect this from the first person of our country. It shows that his character is built on, not on solid principles and integrity, but, shallow business mentality.
He has got a view of abortion that is in lockstep with Planned Parenthood and NARAL. And then relay the story again so Ruben can hear it as well about who's in the room when these decisions are being made on HHS or whatever the major decision would be on health care.
Yeah, if you think back to the Obamacare debate, remember in the House of Representatives, they had actually passed language. It was called the Stupak-Pitts Amendment. It was bipartisan. It kept abortion out of Obamacare, which, by the way, the president had said the bill was not going to be about Obamacare. Of course, it ended up being in there. And then when they went behind closed doors to actually negotiate the final language on this, Cecile Richards with Planned Parenthood, she was in the room, the only outside interest in the room. You know, you had the other White House advisors, the legal counsels, the legislative aides, and then you had Planned Parenthood in the room to ensure that one of the central pillars of his flagship legislation was abortion. That is just how close his relationship is with them, and it's something that he has vowed he will not end, and he proved it with that meeting.
Well, let me play for you. This is the president in March of 2010 as Obamacare was being debated, and you know, do you think reproductive care, abortion is part of the plan? Well, here's the president's own words.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care, and so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
Yeah, the center at the heart, and we are going after the heart of that plan by challenging these HHS mandates requiring that businesses fund abortifacients when it violates their conscience. And folks, here's the good thing. We are carrying the day in courts across America. But I want you to join on to a committee that's going to be filing a brief in our next case, which is at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. It's you go to aclj.org to sign on to that committee or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. You can also find out how you can get the movie Choosing Life, which I encourage you to get. So again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to go right back to the phones.
Katie in Maine, Line 3. Katie, welcome to JSEC Heal Live.
Hi, Katie.
Thank you so much. I just have a quick comment.
Sure.
With all these abortions going on all this time, isn't this administration defeating their purpose? I mean, who's going to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and every other program that needs the taxes from the people to exist?
Well, I think what they want to do is, they've got no one setting up, or very few states are setting up these so-called state exchanges. You've got the pre-existing condition issues have already fallen. Jordan and Than, the Obamacare legislation is falling apart piece by piece, but I'm not convinced that that's not what the president wants, so then he could do single-payer government insurance only.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, and I think that's exactly right. He wants it to fall on its face so that he can move towards a single-payer system. But here's what folks have to understand. In those states where an exchange is not set up, the federal government is supposed to step in and set up those exchanges. By the way, Jay, I don't think they're going to be ready in time. But even if they are, the cheapest plan that is expected to be available for a family of four is estimated to be $20,000. So, $20,000 a year. So, if you want to talk about economic ramifications, that's not going to be affordable. The family's not going to be able to pay it. They're going to have to pay a fine, and then the president will say, "You know what? It's time for single payer."
But you know, the reality is that the $20,000 plan, Jordan, is just the basic plan. It's the what they call the bronze plan. That's not any bells and whistles, so to speak. That's just the basic Obamacare requirements. There will be plans, folks, by 2016 that will be costing, the cost will be anywhere from $35,000 to $40,000 for a family of four as these better plans get put in place. I think it's going to skyrocket. And, Jordan, this is what the president kind of wants. So it was going to result in less expensive insurance? Not exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is right. You're setting up the situation where we're going to have no healthcare system, like we had before that they were complaining about. But this time, the problem is everybody was told you're going to get it for free. And that, you know, you're going to have to be, your employer's going to be required to give you more and give you this and give you that. And then, by the way, you learn that your employer's decided they'll just pay a penalty instead because they're a business. They are not a charity. And if it's cheaper to, and they make more profit by paying a penalty than taking care of everybody, that's what they're going to do. The system was set up to fail. Everybody was saying this when they were reading it. This is like too big to fail. This is the opposite of that. There was no way for it not to eventually fail early on. And so that's why you see they've had such trouble even getting this started. Not just talking about the HHS mandate, not just talking about the individual mandate. We're talking about even getting the bureaucracy in place to run this, to get the states involved enough. And I don't see people taking to the streets saying, "Give me my health care." The truth is, no one really wants this.
I think you're absolutely right. Can we try to squeeze in? I don't know if we could do this. Three calls in a minute and a half. Let's go to William in Texas. Quickly, please. William, line four, you're on the air.
Yes, Obama speaks of not a punishment for his daughters. He wouldn't have a baby as a punishment. What he's really saying is that he would kill his own grandchild, and I just find that wicked and evil.
I'm with you on this. I can't believe he said it, and it's still his position. I find it reprehensible, but the fact of the matter is this is the position of the most pro-abortion administration in U.S. history, and elections have consequences. Thanks for calling, and thanks for holding on. Jordan, let's get Dale next.
Yep, Dale, you're on the air. Talk to us, Dale.
Hi, Dale. Hi, Fred.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Hello. Good. You're on the air.
Real quickly, I guess I actually had lived through an abortion through my early courtship before my marriage with my wife, and it was something that I passed on and just did not even think about it until later in my life. And I just want everybody to know that freedom of choice is also freedom of choice for us to forgive people who have done these, but also to live from our experience. And I love to teach even my own children and other females the ability to forgive yourself, but also to think of the life that you're taking and what that is. And it has helped save several children.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your personal side of this, Fred. That's part of what we want to do on the broadcast. Folks, I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign on to our committee, filing this brief with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals opposing the HHS mandate. We're winning these in court. Your help is critical. You can also get the movie Choosing Life, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And visit SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed.org. To get up-to-date information on Saeed's situation in Iran, that's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Now you can stand with the ACLJ opposing this troubling mandate in court, a mandate that not only violates the free exercise of religion, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. Join the legal fight right now. Sign on to our committee opposing the mandate, a committee that will be included in our future amicus briefs challenging the mandate in court. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.